You're listening to SBS News.
When Sydney-based writer Alana Hicks learned her story had been chosen as the winner of SBS's inaugural Emerging Writers Competition, her thoughts immediately went to others.
When I got the call that I'd won the initiative, won the competition, I had to be really quiet and try not to express too much excitement because, well, you know, it's an open plan office and I don't want to disturb anybody.
After migrating from Port Moresby to Sydney with her mother in the early 1990s, 38-year-old Alana felt compelled to tell her story. Her award-winning entry details life growing up mixed race in Australia. Her mother is Papua New Guinean and her father is Scottish-Australian. He and Alana's other siblings stayed behind in PNG, but a young Alana and her mum experienced a culture shock in the leafy suburbs of Sydney.
It was quite striking. I could walk to school, I could go to people's houses, we had a mailbox. You know what I mean? It was just, it were a lot of little differences. And then cumulatively, they created a kind of chasm between how to belong to that and how to belong to this. And I think when I was a teenager, I felt like I had to dissociate from my history in PNG in order to fit in more with the Australian stuff. But into my 20s and now where I am, I realised that that's kind of dishonouring my cultural heritage, and that nobody else needs to define my experience or what my cultural tradition means to me apart from me.
The rest of the entry details Miss Hicks's teen experiences dating when a boyfriend made a cutting remark that remains with her today.
He basically said he wouldn't date me if I looked anything like my mother. And why it shocked me at the time was because it kind of was a disconnect in my brain as to why that would be. What was he afraid of? But the fact that he told me with no sense of shame and no sense of, like, anything that he thought it was okay to say that really troubled me.
Judge Melissa Lukashenko described Miss Hicks's winning entry as a fierce blow struck in self-defence against casual racism. Her short film Chicken, recently screened at Flickerfest, where she was awarded Best Director, is based on another encounter of growing up mixed race in Australia when her mother was overcharged at a local supermarket.
But it was those kinds of things that really pissed me off when I was younger, where it felt like people took advantage of her a little bit because they thought she was stupid, because maybe she spoke in a halting way. English is not her first language, it's her fifth.
SBS Director of Television and Online Content, Marshall Heald, said the competition is vital in providing a platform for diverse writers and voices.
And if we want to tell really authentic kind of stories that help Australians to understand the world in which we live, we really need to work to try and help develop that next generation of storytellers.
Alana Hicks isn't slowing down. Writing a book is next on the horizon.
I want to lift PNG voices. I want to talk about the mixed race experience. I want to talk about first and second generation migrant experience in Australia. So many of us have, you know, these things in our lives, but don't quite know what to do with it. And, you know, I have an opportunity here and I just want to make the most of it.
Nikari Thorpe, SBS World News.